Yeah, I want to talk about something real quick. Whoever asked Cody Kessler that about his grandma after this loss, and that's very disrespectful, and I don't like it as he's my quarterback, and that's not cool, whoever did that. Let's go. What we got? Because I'm ticked off. It's very rude. What we got? Starts with the quarterback play. Did a phenomenal job fighting all game long. Just love the passion the guy Kessler has, love playing with him. And this whole team, from a defensive side, special teams, was Coach Tabor had those guys ready to go. Did a great job versus our punt returner, pretty decent player. And, we just couldn't come up with the victory. He's a warrior. He's a warrior, and that's what pushes us all, no matter what. When the game's going wrong, I took a little hit as well, and I didn't feel really good, but it makes you keep pushing, because I know from standing back there, it's not a very comfortable situation. And I just seen him, he was getting creamed, man. And he just got up and kept fighting. And kid has unbelievable heart, and, big fan of his. And I'll do anything, to protect him and make a play for him.
What's your outlook for things standing out for this team?
My outlook is we got to come back on Monday, tomorrow, and grind even harder and go to Cincinnati and try to get a victory, just like every week. And can't really control what happened today, because it's over with. Now it's on to the, we have to move on, and I know everybody back home, everyone in Cleveland, they're not happy. I know that. We want to win, and we want to win for the fans. We want to win for our coaches. We want to win for each other. But sometimes, all the bad stuff that's going on, and sometimes it's out of our control. And all we can do is come back on Monday and keep battling.
Do you think that Cody has been an inspiration, not just to you, but to the whole entire team, offense, defense, everybody out there watching?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of stuff going on, with his family. And you would never know, if because it's just the heart and the passion the kid has. It's unbelievable. And you would never know anything else is going on outside of football besides, all he wants to do is win. The kid's a winner, period. Like I said before, just because we're losing don't mean we're losers. There's a lot of guys that's on this team fighting, that work their butts off on a weekly basis every day to try to win the game before we get here, So hats off to Tennessee. They played a great game. It's time to, Monday, you got to come back and try to just keep fighting again.
He said he thanked you after the game for, fighting with him and trusting him and believing in him. How much is that confidence in him grown? I mean, every time he's been able to stay in the game, you guys have been right in it.
I'm telling you guys right now, when Coach Jackson said, trust me, the kid's a baller, period. There's no other way to put it. He has heart of a lion. I'm a big lion fan, favorite animal. There's a lot of things that go on in that, and the kid has a heart of a lion, and he just doesn't stop until he gets done what he wants done. And, fortunately, we weren't able to pull off the victory, but I'm very proud of my teammates. Especially defensively, those guys on the D-line, they were fighting their butts off, stopping the run right off the bat, And we got to keep on doing that, keep on getting better from that standpoint as well. Offensively, we got to get better, obviously. And I'm proud of my teammates. I really am. Yeah, I was hoping, I could have came back to the ball. The ball was a little short, I had the guy beat. I was on top of him, and the ball was shorter. So I tried to just come back at least to grab the guy to break up whatever was going on, the interception or whatever. And my main thing is, all of us as receivers, no matter who it is, Andrew, Ricardo, Hickey, all those guys, Corey Coleman when he gets back. I mean, all we want to do is catch the ball and try to help our teammates and help the team win. And that's all I want to do, really. I don't care if I'm double covered. I don't care what it is. I'm just put it up there, and I'm gonna make a play. I'm gonna do something for the team, you know. And that's kind of how I look at it. And sometimes it's not always the right way, but it's the kind of mindset you gotta have. Is that, you know, nobody can stop you, and you're gonna do your best, you know, to make a play for your teammates. And it's not that I won't be stopped, and it's not that we can't be stopped. Obviously, those guys get paid too, and they play great defense today. But I'm just saying, just the mentality you have to have. You have to have mentality of, I'm gonna make every play that comes my way, and sometimes it doesn't work out. But you know, you gotta live in the fight another day. You know, just like I was telling Ricardo, he had two, three drops. I'm like, dude, listen, you had a great catch, and that kept us in the game. We were able to. That was on a third down. You made a phenomenal catch, kept us in range. We scored like four or five plays later. You know, and that's something that, you know, we're trying. Me and Hawk's trying to harp on him because he's a phenomenal player, and stuff like that happens, you know. Drops happen. Stuff happens, you know. But it's how are we going to get back up and keep fighting? And that's the whole message we have for the team is tomorrow when we get in there, how much of attention of detail we're going to have of what went wrong, and how are we going to fix it, and then try to move on. And that's the only way we could do it. You know, we can't look at it any other way. Can't look at it negative. Have to be positive about the situation. Right now we're 0-6, whatever. So let's go and try to get the first one this week.
Last one, we gotta roll.
How much, I'm sure, you know, did your heart first go out to Jordan Poyer? I mean, how worried are you probably about him?
What happened?
So he's a lacerated kidney and he happened to be in the hospital.
Jeez, I didn't know that. Poyer's a great, good friend of mine. me and him, Kirko, you know, we go to dinner here and there, spend time together. I didn't know that. That just caught me by surprise, so I'm going to have to get out and message him. And you know, that's the tough thing about this sport is that, you know, guys like him, you know, he gives his all, you know, and it's unfortunate, you know, that happened. You know, I'm praying, hopefully everything goes well, and, you know, he's fine.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.